Today, Iraq hosted the Arab League summit in Baghdad, aiming to highlight its geopolitical role in West Asia and act as a bridge between different regional blocs. Its strategic location, along with its close ties to both Iran and Arab states in the Persian Gulf, puts Iraq in a unique position to mediate and balance regional relations. By hosting the summit, Iraq wants to send a clear message to the world that it is returning to regional diplomacy. It seeks to support the rights of the Palestinian people and help create a new order in the Islamic world based on cooperation and dialogue. A key priority for Iraq is to focus on economic development and expand partnerships with Arab countries. Iraq has faced challenges such as dependence on oil, high unemployment, weak infrastructure, and a lack of foreign investment. Therefore, the summit is seen as an opportunity to attract financial and technical support, especially from wealthy Arab states in the Persian Gulf. Iraq aims to sign agreements in sectors like energy, infrastructure, agriculture, and technology during the summit. These efforts are expected to promote economic growth and reduce oil dependency. Initial estimates show that Arab trade in 2024 has surpassed $550 billion, making up nearly 18 to 20% of total Arab trade. Iraq also wants to present itself as a stable country ready for economic cooperation. This is part of a long-term plan to become a regional hub for trade and transport. By strengthening its position as a link between East and West and connecting Turkey to the Persian Gulf, Iraq hopes to improve both its domestic economy and its regional standing. One major plan in this strategy is the Development Road Project, which will connect the southern port of Fab in Iraq to the Turkish border by rail and road. This route could make Iraq a key trade corridor between China, Turkey, Iran, and the Arab world. The summit also considered an opportunity to gain Arab investment and political support for these projects. Iraq also intends to restore attention to the issue of Palestine. As part of the resistance axis, it believes the Arab League must renew its support for Palestine and Gaza, which has weakened over time due to political pressures. Baghdad seeks to use its ties with Iran and Persian Gulf monarchies to rebuild Islamic unity around this issue. Iraqi leaders have stressed that Palestine is still the main issue for the Arab world, and they hope the summit will help redefine this priority. The summit is also a chance to strengthen Arab unity and Islamic cooperation. If the summit can create a new approach to collective dialogue and action, especially concerning Palestine, it may bring positive outcomes. But if divisions among Islamic countries remain, hopes for solving regional challenges will not succeed. Iraq's role in this summit is a key test of its future in regional diplomacy.